Welcome to Swingers,
the podcast that explores a swinging lifestyle from hookups to anal hooks. Over 18s only. Definitely contains adult content. Welcome to episode 8, Swing In to Clubs and Socials. What have we been up to this week? It's been quite a busy week for both, I think, really, hasn't it? We have had a competition going on Instagram and Twitter. And it was a competition from Explicit Bunny to win two £50 vouchers. So I just want to say congratulations and thank you to everybody for entering as well and sharing and you know, interacting. And our winners were on Instagram, it was ChannyG_X. And on our Twitter, it was Natomic22. So congratulations. Let us know what you end up buying and feel free to send us a little review and let us know, because we may have to purchase these if they're any good.
We always love a bit of feedback.
We do. So what else has been happening?
Well, as well as Explicit Bunny giving us vouchers for competition winners, mm-hmm. they also interviewed us for a blog post on their website, and they've named it A Peek Behind the Curtain of the Swinging World with Swinghurst Podcast.
I really enjoyed doing this because it was really, they were sort of on point questions. They're really funny. And actually, it'd be really good because I don't think we go into too much detail on the podcast of who we are and what we're about and how we've come about. But if you want to know a little bit more about the people behind the podcast, then head over to explicitbunny.com. And if you look on their news page, you will see our Q&A section and learn a little bit more about us. So this week's topic, then, we put a poll on our Spotify account asking basically you guys what you want to hear more of, and one of the answers was clubs and socials,
and we aim to please.
We always listen to you guys because we don't know what you want to listen to. We think we know what you want to listen to, and we can ramble for days, but having a bit of direction from you of what you want to hear more of really sort of helps shape our podcast. So thank you. So yeah, how we start? Should we go on with clubs and our club experience and maybe our first club experience together, which was quite an interesting night, wasn't it?
We did briefly mention it a couple of episodes back. I think I said that you had corrupted me for the week. Yeah,
I did.
Dragged me kicking and screaming to my first club experience.
Yeah, so where did we go?
We went to a club called Ababs, mm-hmm. which is Heathrow.
Heathrow, yeah, quite near the airport. Nice little club. So it is actually two things. It's like a naturist place during the day.
It's, yeah, like a nudist spa, isn't it?
Nudist spa during the day. And then in the evening from a certain time, it turns into Ababs. So they have like a social event normally on midweek, I think it was a Wednesday we went, and they have certain events like PVC latex nights. And
yeah, because if you're a listener every week, we did have a latex and PVC leather night planned, and Miss Gush here broke her vagina, didn't you? So we didn't end up going.
We didn't. I've actually kind of broken my vagina again, so I'm yeah. That was an interesting night the other night where I, yeah.
Be nicer to it.
It wasn't, was it me? It was me. I was using my wand down there whilst being fucked, and it kind of just, I was being fucked very hard. It just kind of got moved to the side, and then it was just slammed into my vagina, and rather than moving it, I was enjoying the vibrations at the time, and obviously I've got a bit of a pain thing. But then the day after, I'm like, oh, I'm a little bit swollen down there. A bit tender.
Walking around with an ice pack in your knickers.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Yeah, so
you had been to clubs before, haven't you?
I've been to quite a few clubs, yeah. So the first one I went to was in Bath. I can't remember the name now, so it was many, many weeks ago. And I think it's actually shut down, which was a real shame, because that was sort of the thing that sort of opened my eyes to clubs.
Yeah.
And made me think, yeah, this is where I should be.
I had absolutely no idea what to expect at all. I was a nervous wreck the whole way to Heathrow. I was pleasantly surprised. I think for anyone listening who hasn't been to a club before, Definitely going on a quiet tonight.
Yeah.
In midweek is a good way of easing yourself in.
Yeah, definitely. There's less people there.
There's less people and
more room to chat, because I think if there's too many people, and sometimes these events can be in the hundreds, you know, if there's too many people, you can't really have that personal conversation or get to know the people that are running it. Obviously it's better if you're going for like a greedy girls night and there's like loads of single men and, you know, that's what you're going there for, but probably baby steps if you haven't gone
my club experience was just on a quiet night, but this club was, it was really nice, and it's women owned, women managed,
which I love.
They take it really seriously with like ID and
you have to register, provide ID,
and you go in and you, it's really inconspicuous, isn't it, from the front. You wouldn't know what it was.
You wouldn't know, no.
And you go in and you get, you sort of register and then they give you a locker key.
Yeah.
And you go through, they give you towels. And you can hire flip-flops, I think.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember that, but we took our own, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah,
got a bit of a
always thing. Take your flip-flops with you.
It's like a strictly no phone rule, which I love.
Yeah.
And you go to your locker, you can get undressed into what you're comfortable with. Yeah. Most people were just wearing a towel. And there's
again,
actually,
it's the people that have been there during the day, the naturist people.
Yeah.
That tend to hang on and stay to the evening.
They really do just treat it like a day spa, but as you go in and it's got these really clean, lovely changing rooms. There's even hair dryers.
Yeah,
and
showers.
They even have a separate cubicle for you to use your phone. If you're going to be there, you want to check your phone, you can go and lock yourself in a cubicle.
Yeah.
And that's your phone zone.
Yeah.
And they've got hot tubs and a sauna and a steam room and a really lovely, like, dimly lit, large-sized swimming pool that has a double bed at the back.
That's lovely, yeah. So if you can't wait and get to one of the rooms, you just, you know, you've been floating about naked and feeling a bit frisky. There is a no-play pool policy, though.
And hot tub.
Yeah. Which I agree with. Yeah. You don't want to be swimming and accidentally, you know, swallowing someone.
Even chlorine isn't gonna like.
Depends who it is, actually.
Oh no,
depends who it is.
Gosh.
Sorry.
So, moving on. So you have all these like lovely sort of spa facilities downstairs, and then you go upstairs, and it opens up into this sort of massive, I want to say like a supersized living room. It was just double beds and corner sofas, and all is just like really nicely lit. So it's sort of darkened, it's not bright lights, it's not disco lights or things like that, and it's just got a really chill, we went on a Wednesday, it was a chilled vibe. Chilled vibe, people were just sat around in chilling, their towels, chilling, chatting. Then there's
cinema room.
There's a cinema
with porn playing. So,
but it's like a proper cinema.
It's a proper cinema, proper seats, comfy seats, massive screen.
And at the back there was two beds, double beds, and you could rope them off. So if you needed to play, but you didn't want anyone to join you, you could rope yourself off.
Yeah, or get too close, you know, get out, you know, you don't want people necessarily in your splash zone.
No, you do not.
No.
And then they had a dance, well, there was no DJ on that night.
No.
They had like
a stage,
a disco room.
They had a, they did. They'd seating all around the outside, massive dance floor. Mm-hmm. So that's why we aren't members. And hopefully we'll be going back as soon as humanly possible, because I need a club night.
You do, yeah, you're desperate to a club night.
Yeah.
And then there's another room as well, isn't there?
There's dark rooms, wasn't there? There's always standard a dark room in every sort of clubs.
It's like a corridor, and then there was some private rooms and a viewing room. Then there was like the glory hole. Then there was the dark room, the terrifying.
It was
terrifying
very dark. But then again, that's some people's kink. I think I like the thought of a dark room. If I could be like you in the dark room, and then
but that's not the point. Because you don't know who's there.
Yeah,
you just don't know.
Yeah, but I couldn't, just in case, you know. Oh, Colin, bless him.
Yeah, we'll talk about creepy Colin in a minute.
Yeah.
And then next to that is the dungeon room, which I lost you to, didn't
you? You lost me.
And it had cages, and it had benches, and it had what those things, stocks?
They had stocks. They had like benches. They had a little room at the back with like bars across, with like sort of comfy cushions, and you could sort of go and play. Had all sorts. It was brilliant. Really.
You know what I thought was a really good touch? was you have your locker key on a wristband. This is so ridiculous. I mean, in a sex club, and the, like, the best thing for me is that you can go to the bar, order your drinks, and just put it on your locker key tab, so you haven't got to carry a bank card.
No, and it's the drinks as well are really, really reasonable.
Yeah, they are.
We were smashing the gin, weren't we?
And you can park your drinks. So if you're having a drink and you decide you want to go off and play, the bar staff will just pop your drink in the back and on a shelf, and they'll number it. So it's safe. And actually, the whole ethos of the club, they're, you know, is very clear that you, no means no.
Yeah.
You have to ask permission.
Yeah.
You want to join in.
Can I watch? Can I touch?
Yeah.
Can I join in?
There's condoms and, like, everything's clean. I mean, I'd want to be paid an exceptional amount of money if I was cleaning for that club.
Fair play. Hands up to the clean.
Honestly, they're doing an amazing job because it really was clean.
Yeah. So we were quite tame that night, really.
Obviously, I mean, it was my first experience.
I think we decided after, you know, parading around in our sexy attire that we probably didn't really fit in.
A bit overdressed.
You know, maybe for an actual club night, a weekend night, we would probably stay dressed a little bit longer and then end up in the towels. But we got in the towels. We then decided we'd hit the hot tub. You know, four of us, a couple of me and you, two men, were just sort of chilling in the hot tub, just chatting.
Well, let's touch on Creepy Colin. And I do mention him in the blog, but I think he's an integral part of my first club experience story. So,
what do we call a Collins? The Collins of the clubs.
Wanking Deads.
The Wanking Deads, yeah.
So, I obviously am just, I'm a quivering wreck. I've never done this before. It's very spare of the moment on Gush's part. She pretty much just manhandled me into a car and went, right, we're going to Heathrow. Put your hold up stockings on, dress to impress, we're going. And so I'm like meek and mild and quivering in the corner. And we did have a guy with us who you knew, who had been to the club before. So he was almost like chaperoning us, Bessie.
Yeah, he was. He's been before. He knew all the owners. And it was nice to go with someone that
knew the place.
Yeah.
And so we just wanted to look around. I've not been before. So we arrived and we went up into the lounge area. And so, you know, he's taken us around and he's like, oh, this is the glory holes. And we'd gone to have a look at the female side of the glory holes.
Yeah.
And as we came out, there was like five people waiting.
Literally, there's cocks like just being shot through the holes.
Yeah. And we were like, oh, sorry, we were just having a note.
Just having a note. We're just browsing for now.
We were getting followed like room to room by about five, six guys.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it was a quiet night. I think we weren't the only females there, but I think we were the only sort of like single females.
Single, probably young
females. Yeah. Yeah. And then we went and looked in the dungeon and got followed. And then we went to the cinema room and we got followed.
Yeah.
But one of them just was so persistent and he
kind of felt a bit sorry for him, really.
Yeah.
And
he's just one of those people, like, he looked very out of place there anyway. He definitely had the complexion of someone who mostly just sat in a dark room gaming and wanking all day.
No.
Oh, he did. And he was just literally following me around, wanking his flaccid cock room to room. And do you remember at one point I said, I feel really uncomfortable, can we go sit somewhere else?
Yeah.
So we literally went to a different room.
We went into the dance floor room, which was empty and dead and quiet and quite, you know, there's no one else in there.
And he went and sat on the sofa nearest the doorway and I could just see his little, like, thick-rimmed glasses.
He kept, like, leaning back,
and, like, peering through the door. And I don't know if any of you have ever seen Friday Night Dinner, but it just reminded me of the neighbour that used to turn up going, hello, Jackie.
He reminds me of
creepy.
That vampire Colin from that series on Disney Plus. It's on Disney Plus. Living in the Shadows.
Oh, I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
Was he wanking his
Colin Robinson. Book? Colin Robinson from, yeah. Or is it In the Shadows? Something like this, the vampire. But it is absolutely hilarious. But that basically was Colin.
He just made us feel very uncomfortable, didn't he? And so we decided to escape completely and go down to the spa. And
luckily, he didn't follow us.
No, he did.
Oh,
don't you remember?
No.
Lo and behold, we were going to the hot tub.
Mm.
And it was four maximum, isn't it?
Yeah.
A hot tub.
Yeah.
And there was one hot tub that had,
I think there was four in it.
Three in it already, and one that just had one guy. So we quickly went and got in that.
Like, can we get it with you?
Creepy Colin, the wanking dead, was just like, he was waiting.
He was there.
Yeah, he was everywhere we went, he was there.
Bless him.
I think our chaperone did actually end up saying something.
He did have a word. Yeah, he's like, you look, you're making him feel uncomfortable. Can you just like back off a little bit? And he did, to be fair, after that.
And I think it's important to remember, whether you've been to a club before, whether it's your first experience, no really does mean no. You're not, there's no expectations on you. Mm. Like, you can't, you're not expected to just go and, you know, and concede to everyone that's like approached you. That this is, you know, there's freedom there. Mm. And unfortunately, Colin was just not my type. I'd also, a bit too persistent.
I'd also add as well that if you are a single female and you've gone to a club and you do feel uncomfortable, the thing to do would be to go and seek out the management. The people behind the bar, just have a quiet word with someone saying, look,
oh, they're so lovely.
I feel like this person's making me feel uncomfortable because of X, Y, and Z. Or, you know, if you've then said no to them or you're not interested and they're still persistent, they will turf their ass out.
Yeah, there's strict rules for a reason.
They don't tolerate it.
But I actually did speak to the manager. We were on a chat because she was running the bar at the time.
She's lovely.
So lovely.
So nice, yeah.
So lovely. And I remember, so I braved it, didn't I? I got naked, got in the hot tub. And then we went in the swimming pool for
a bit. Swimming pool, yeah.
And there was that couple, youth in the double bed at the back.
Yeah, that was quite nice. A big perv, so I enjoyed that for you.
It was fun. And I mean, I was shy. I was sort of like holding onto my boobs for dear life.
Very liberating. It's very liberating though, isn't it?
I like, felt proud of myself.
Yeah, I was really proud of you.
And then we went back outside, didn't we? And we had towels on, so we fit in a bit more. Mm-hmm. And you were desperate to go off and play.
I was, but I didn't want to leave you, did I? I was like, I don't want to leave you. And you were like, I'm fine. You were chatting to some pilot, I believe.
Well, I was talking to the barmaid, mm-hmm. and this guy came over and offered to buy me a drink. And she was like, he's a good one. He's fine. You're safe with him. Mm-hmm. And he had been sat out there for a while, just on his own.
He was lovely. I got a really nice vibe from him as well. Like,
so I was like, look, do you mind if I come and sit with you? My friend wants to go off and play. And so you went off and were having fun in the dungeon.
No. Why? Rewind.
Where did you go first?
Rewind. I was like, I want to try the glory hole.
Oh, you tried the glory hole.
That was earlier, yeah. So me and our escort went to the glory hole, and it was so funny. So we like, a random night. I was like on the other side, and then knew it was my friend. He checked.
Checked him first. Did you put your faith through the glory hole to make sure?
Yeah. He was like, hello. So yeah, and then we were having fun there. And the funny thing was that as soon as I started, to the right of me, I looked and there was just another dick there. There was only one there. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, not just, you know, randoms. That's not for me. But I just wanted to experience the glory hole side of it. And then my friend sort of come through the glory hole and give me a kiss. He's like, do you want to go now? I was like, yeah, I'm not sucking anybody else's dick. So then we run out and come and found you again, didn't we?
I don't remember. I just remember you'd gone off and then all of a sudden it was like a stampede of people running to the dungeon.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, Gush is obviously putting on some sort of show because these people are like racing towards the dungeon.
Well, I literally got in there, dropped my towel. I think the first thing I did was went in the cage. So there's like a suspension cage, like a bird cage, but a really tall one. So once you're in it, you can't really move. It's just a bit weird because you're just spinning and you're off the floor. It
actually does sound quite fun.
It was quite fun. So we started on that and then I think we went onto the bench. And I was bent over and he was spanking and he was like, do you want to go in the little private room at the back? And obviously there started to be men sort of coming in. I think there might have been six or seven.
I counted nine.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I wasn't really focused.
I just saw, like I said, they were just running. Like it was like the ice cream van.
Gush's tunes playing. And they all come a running.
They did.
Yeah, so we went in the little room. It's like a little cage. And my friend was like, oh, should we shut the door? Should we shut the door? I was like, I don't care. They're not going to come in. You know, they've not been invited in. I'm not bothered sort of thing. So he pushed the door to anyway. And then obviously he decided to give them a show. And it was made me repeatedly squirt. So much so, it went in my face. And literally the whole room was flooded. But yeah, the guys...
I'm surprised you didn't get like a standing ovation.
I did at the end.
Oh,
they were all wanking. They were all wanking. And I did
a wanking ovation.
The wanking ovation. One of them I did hear come. So I was like, yeah. know, and then afterwards I just, you know, gave them a little show, and they're like, oh, wish that was great, loved it, you know, wish we were in there with you. I was like, oh, you know.
Our experience contrast a lot. So you're squirting in your own face and I'm just having a delightful conversation about,
what were you talking about?
Morbidus.
Wow.
I'm the most unsexiest person to say to a club. To be fair, he was really polite and he was married. And I was just asking, I did start by asking him, you know, like, how did you get into the club scene? I see, I was born to do this podcast before we even came up with the idea of the podcast.
To be fair.
I'm interviewing random people. Anyway, he said him and his wife were both club members and she lived further up the country. And when they weren't together, they did play, but I don't think they had sex with other people. It was like soft play. Yeah. And when they were together, they attended clubs and things. Mm-hmm. And that was sort of my first proper insight into swinging, I suppose, like talking swinging. To someone openly about it. Mm. But yeah, so you're flooding the room and I was talking about interest rates.
Yeah, bit of a contrast there, but, you know, good fun. So clubs, definitely enjoy them. I think, you know, it's the great thing about clubs is the equipment, the fact it's ran well. It's designed purely for a swingers event, a swingers club, and, you know, they cater for that. Mm. That's what I like about it. And, yeah, the different dynamics, obviously, the different nights for fetishes and greedy girls, and they do couples only as well, and single females. So, and they do try, which I like about it as well, they look at how many people are going. They try to make sure they're matching single men to the amount of couples, single females to the amount of couples, to make it so it's not just inundated with single guys.
Not a big sausage fest.
No.
Which you would have enjoyed.
I'd have enjoyed that, yeah. Just me and a whole cup full of men. Gone. I'm so tired.
In the week of corruption then, we went to the club on the Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And by Friday, I get a call from Gush. Can we go to a social? We're going to do a social. And I was just like, oh, in for a penny, in for a pound here, aren't we? Yeah. So what's the difference between clubs and socials?
So the clubs, they are organised events at an actual venue that tends to be a venue that is a sex club. So it's got all the equipment and stuff there. The socials are slightly different. They tend to be at vanilla places. So it could be like pubs. It could be
bars, clubs.
So yeah, and you tend to, with the socials, there's not really a massive amount of play. So it's really for, I think it's more geared up at the newbies. So going, you know, meeting people on the scene, speaking to other couples, sort of networking, you know, getting a feel for that. And then, you know, if there is somebody you like at that social, you could always have that conversation and, you know, go somewhere afterwards, whether it be back to theirs, they come back to yours, you know, you might swap numbers and speak to them and out, you know, talk a little bit more about meeting up again. Or there's the after parties.
Yes.
There is.
So you end up breaking the rule on the vanilla venue anyway. So we went along. It was an event actually hosted by Stag and Marvelous.
Marvelous Socials.
And I'd never been. Was this your first social as well?
Apart from the Fabs, which was technically more of a social quiet night.
You gushed in your face. You're not allowed to call that a quiet night, social night.
Hey,
I was only out here for half an hour.
That was a quiet night for me.
But it was a social in a pub. And it was just meeting people from the community. There was couples there. There was unicorns there. There was just single guys. And, you know, everyone was dressed smartly.
Yeah.
And you were dressed smartly, don't get me wrong. Mm. But what else were you wearing, Gush?
I may have had something inserted inside myself. Mm. I got this little 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know what you call it, like a little plug, like a little vibrator, like a little bullet thing that you put up inside you, and there is a remote control, wireless remote control, and with many settings. So I think, did I start by giving it to you?
Oh, I had so much fun. Whenever you walked down the stairs, yeah, I was pressing it, going to the bar and ordering a drink, I'd press it.
I'm like, are you trying to kill me?
But the remote got lost half through the night. Yeah. It was getting passed around this table of swingers and sexually liberated people. And I don't even know who had it by the end. You were having the time of your life.
But at one point, it'd been on that long. I thought, I just need a 5-minute break. I think Vixen actually come up to us and said, can I feel it? I'm like, yeah.
You were getting fat up under the table. I'm surprised they can still use that venue, actually.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah. But they brought a lot of people in. It was packed. It was absolutely packed, wasn't it? So, yeah, so the socials are more sort of low-key, more like just a group of friends meeting up in the community.
If you are wanting to, get on the scene as a couple or even as a single person, it's a good way of going and meeting people, sort of seeing if it's something that you would be interested in taking further, and sort of getting a feel for the vibe and how it all works. Where you can ask, well, they love answering questions. I had so many questions.
Yeah.
And everyone I spoke to was like really forthcoming with what they'd been up to and how things were done.
Everyone was very open, very liberated. Mm. And there was different, there's completely newbies there. And there was people that have been swinging for absolute years. So there's just a massive sort of dynamic. And from that social, I have got, I found my wife.
It's the night you met your wife.
The night I met my wife, and we were literally, we were glued to each other. Not, I wouldn't.
Oh, she was growling at people that came in.
Yeah, I loved it. I did from it. Yeah. So
I could hear her just wandering around telling everyone, that's mine. That's mine over there.
We've got friends. We've got,
friends for life.
Friends for life. Wife for life. Exactly. So yeah, really good, really good. But that's the main differences, is the fact that the sex clubs, the equipment, the socials are at a vanilla location and more tame.
No, having sex on the table.
No, you shouldn't really. Not in a beef eater pub, which is a family pub, do you know what I mean? Yeah, try and tone it down or keep it to the toilets, maybe. Or go out in your car,
And we did one more club after that, which was more local to us. Mm. And that was...
It was a social night again.
It was another social night. And that was
Untamed
Nights. Mm-hmm. And again, the venue was lovely.
That was a sauna bar in Bournemouth.
It's a smaller scale to Abfabs.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I just found the vibe was much better.
It was more intimate.
There was no wanking dads.
There was no wanking dads. Everyone was really, really friendly.
Really chill.
Tony liked to, was doing the lube, wasn't he? Bless him. And
the guy that runs the events. Yeah, he was really good at just making sure that everyone
felt his head
safe
in.
And he was having a perv at the same time. Yeah. And they provided condoms and lube and also had a little cinema room, didn't they?
Little cinema room, they had a sex swing, they have a hot tub.
They have private rooms,
A dark room again, which we actually went into it again, didn't we?
Not in a way that there was other people in there, just to check how dark it was.
You couldn't see. You could not see anything at all, but
Makes me scared of the dark now. I thought I'd got over that fear. It's a whole new fear level unlocked.
Don't know, it kind of excites me, but still I would want to...
You'd want a bouncer on the door.
Couldn't know.
Creepy Collins.
I just need to know that, you 8 or 9 or 10, you're the chosen ones.
I'd be worried if someone I knew, that the lights would come on and I'd be like, it's Mr. Barnaby, my maths teacher.
The lights don't come on, do they? You could just say to everyone, look, you all wait here.
You can imagine coming out and being like, it's my PE teacher from school. It's my children's, dentist.
God,
dark rooms are terrifying.
That'd
for me.
Be awkward.
Some people, it's some people like it. Some people like me, terrified.
So that's the main differences, really, isn't it? So, give them a try. We recommend it. Definitely a good way to start. Get your face known, and it's easier to meet people, I think, face to face.
And it's just a night out, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Leading on to events, we have been speaking on Instagram to Josh Boehm, and we've been talking about their TTW events. So that's the Travelling Weekenders. They've got a couple of events going on actually this weekend up north. So
for our northern listeners, there's two events, one at the Gatehouse on the 10th of November and one at Adam and Eve's on the 11th of November. We'll share the advertisement on our socials. Mm-hmm. You can book it. The event profile is on Pineapple. A bit of a mouthful event. They're also on Instagram, on Fab, Telegram and Kick. So again, we'll share the we'll share the event poster. A bit of a mouthful of events. They run quite a few events, I think, not just Manchester, mostly sort of northern region, are branching out. But their events look really, really good. We've been invited to venture up north, haven't we?
We have. And we are going to plan a trip at some point, you know, gush and blush tour of the sex clubs of the UK, something like along those lines. But yeah, they've got on the 10th, they've actually got a live singer. So it's Red Bear. That should be quite an entertaining evening. And on the 11th at Adam and Eve, they've got a live magician. So who doesn't love magic?
And if you decide to attend both nights, there's a £5 discount on the second night. And they'll be entered into a draw for a free ticket to Swingathon.
Nice. Yeah, which is good. Always good fun to go to. We have decided to make sexy story time a permanent feature. We are going to do alternate weeks. So last week it was moi. This week it is blush.
Yeah, I apologise in advance. This is not my favourite feature.
It's good practice. Just to see it as I am practising to whisper in a tropical island boy's ear.
Oh my goodness.
Make his dick hard with your words.
I'm really glad that he appreciates a sense of humour, because it's pretty much all I've got. Humour and card games.
That's it. That's and what you need in life.
Ask the won't quit.
And a friend like me.
With a bit of a kick. Okay.
Focus. Come on. Get in the sexy zone, ready to make our...
Well, I've chosen this one because I'll tell you why at the end, but you'll get it in a minute, Midi. I want to roll with him. A hard pair we will be. A little gambling is fun when you're with me. Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not rough, it isn't fun. Poker face. Fuck her face. Poker face. Fuck her face. So, you know what that is?
I think obviously. It's probably Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. But no one realised till really recently that the lyrics were Papa Poker Face, fuck her face.
I didn't. You told me
tonight. They were playing it on radios and not realising.
You told me tonight. I'm like, no, it's Papa Poker Face, face.
Fuck her face.
Wow.
She's a dirty queen. Love her.
I like her a little bit more now I know the story is fuck her face.
I just like the fuck her face bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were playing it on like all of the major popular radio stations, not realising that's what she was saying.
Hopefully, listeners, I would like to know, did blush get you hard? Did blush make your panties a little bit moist? Let us know.
Did I make you want to fuck her face?
Grab her hair and slide it down her throat.
Ooh, toy review.
This week's toy review. So we have put a poll up on Instagram and we put one up on Twitter. And clearly the winner for this week, which was to my disappointment because I had a really naughty plan involved, was it was the vibrating cock ring that won by miles. So I think we had 14 votes on Instagram and then Twitter. I think it was pretty high as well. So
you tried to throw the vote.
I did.
You did. Don't think I can't see our inbox.
I did try and throw the vote, and I'm going to throw the vote next week because I think everybody needs to trust me on this as well. Everybody needs to vote for the heart paddle. I will put it on next week. Please vote for that. There will be a twist with this product review. So yeah, I think we need to do it. So I was maybe speaking to a few people and just saying, I think you want to hear about the paddle with the harness
on it.
You'd make
an amazing politician, you would.
Dodge the question, round the outside.
Let them vote fairly. I demand a recount.
No, it was voted fairly. There was only a couple of people I actually mentioned it to. So how many on Twitter? It was basically 50%. So five people had voted. So collectively 19 votes. That's an issue.
Okay. I mean, I'm not that disappointed. You keep doing me out with toy reviews. So this week, courtesy of Explicit Bunny, and I am ever so grateful, it was a zero tolerance Mr. Flicker, a vibrating cock ring. Now, I wanted to branch more into what they had to offer for males.
Because we've got a lot of male followers and probably, hopefully, a lot of couples as well.
And I still think there's a bit of a stigma with guys and toys and, you know, it's their teammates, not their competition. And actually, this is the ultimate teammate.
Guys like vibrators. Like, the amount of times I've fucked someone and held my wand on them, they loved it.
No,
no.
Anyway, this cock ring, I'm telling you. Oh, okay. Mr. Flicker. Mr. Flicker. It is a revolutionary couples toy that takes passion to the next level. Slip on the jewel rings and enjoy 10 powerful, thrilling speeds that buzz and lick your partner into orgasm. The 250 pleasure knobs and added stimulation, you'll be experiencing pleasure like never before. And with an ergonomic remote that operates hands-free, it's now easier than ever to share the ultimate pleasure experience, even underwater.
Wow.
So it's really hard to describe what it looks like, but it's
has on our Instagram.
It is.
As a post on there.
Check this thing out.
Yeah.
But it's got like a tongue flicker, a bit like your lip rose.
Yeah.
And you can see it. It's just, it goes so fast. And then it's got this sort of like these nodes, these nodule things.
250 of them as well. That's a lot.
There's two silicone rings, and it's really, I mean,
why is there two? Because I couldn't work it out.
Silky silicone or something, and it really is silky.
Yeah.
So the silicone rings, one goes around the shaft of the penis, and the other one is supposed to go around the balls. But I think it was the balls bit wasn't going to work, basically.
I guess it depends on how big your balls are. I've seen little itty bitty balls. I've seen some big, scary melons. Actually, I've got a bit of a phobia of massive balls.
these lovely, perfectly normal walls. But I think just, I don't know, it just wasn't going to work. And
It's optional. You don't have to stick your balls.
It just would have made it a bit uncomfortable. And the way, like, certain sizes with the cock ring, you can't always. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
You know. So, if you're a bit bigger, it doesn't always work around the balls. If you're a bit smaller, you know, it might work with both silicone rings.
Yeah.
Anywho, I want to review it properly next week. And the reason being, we did try it out.
Next week is me.
No, it's not yet.
Heart paddle.
It's not yet.
It will be.
So, we had a test run. And it is the most intense orgasm possibly ever. Oh, wow. And at one point, he just like held me down, whipped it off and just used it with his hand on me.
The tongue flicker.
The tongue, or the vibrator bit, the tongue, it was great.
Sounds good.
So good.
I need one.
However, it is waterproof. So therefore, I want a do-over next week because I will get the vote because we are going to test it out in water.
Well, it's not up to you. It's up to the listeners.
Listeners, come on, do me a solid here. Do me a solid.
So the fact it's waterproof, it's gush proof.
We want to see if it's hot tub proof. So it's getting packed in my suitcase.
Yeah.
And we're going to try it out in the hot tub.
Yeah, sounds fun. Does sound good.
Oh, review.
Oh, yeah. We need to know. How many O's?
There's not enough to describe it.
It's out of five.
Oh. 10?
10.
Oh, it hits the orgasmic meter.
So it's definitely a five.
Yeah.
Really happy.
Highly recommended. So thank you, Explicit Bunny. You made my evening.
And thank you for hopefully making my evening at some point next week with the heart paddle that's going to be voted in by you lot.
No, the cock ring's going to be voted in again.
You can't vote. Can it go on there
yes,
twice?
Yes, it can. I'm demanding it.
I don't
executive
know.
Decision.
I might have to ask our listeners, is it fair for a toy to be reviewed twice?
It is, because one is going to be on dry land, or not so much dry land, and the other one's going to be underwater.
Make it sound like you're taking it to sea.
I mean, in what?
Blush does a cruise. with her new friend, the tongue flicker.
Mr. Flicker to
you. Mr. Flicker.
It's Mr. Flicker.
Ooh, talk to me like that again. She's definitely, you can tell, from the for episode one, a little bit meek, a little bit shy. She's starting to come out of her shell.
It's you.
I'll certainly bring you out of the shell soon. I've got plans for you. I've got plans. Big plans. What are we going to talk about then next week? Got a few things going on, haven't we? We are attending a social on Saturday. So that should be good fun. Bit of networking again. What else is going on? You've got your naughty weekends.
Yes.
In the hot tub.
In the hot tub, yeah. With Mr. Flicker.
Mr. Flicker. We have got a special guest.
We do.
In next week, yeah.
I'm very excited.
Very excited. Next week's topic, it's, yeah, I don't know whether, should we give away the name yet? Or should we wait? I think we'll wait to announce that.
Do a little teaser.
Do a little teaser. Do a little teaser at some point on social media. Yeah, so please follow us as well on social media. We're Swingers Pod on Instagram. We are still on Instagram. We have not been banned.
Don't jinx it.
I'm not jinxing it, no. We're weeks in the making, but we're doing well. We're doing well. And Twitter, we're growing. I can't get banned off Twitter.
You keep trying to.
You try. They just accept it. I will take that smut. Okay.
But have a good week. Play safe, have fun, enjoy.
Take care. Bye-bye.